So the epistle for the feast of the most holy name of Jesus is taken from Acts chapter 4. In those days, Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said to them, "Ye princes of the people and ancients, hear, if we this day are examined concerning the good deed done to the infirm man, by what means he hath been made whole, be it known to you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God has raised from the dead, even by him this man standeth here before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved." Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 2. At that time, after 8 days were accomplished that the child should be circumcised, his name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Please be seated. The stone rejected by you, which has become the cornerstone. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We saw on the feast of the circumcision that our Lord was given the name of Jesus, which obviously means Redeemer, our Savior. And that is the whole purpose of why our Lord came at Christmas time, to redeem all mankind. And so we know that this name has, obviously, a great power. St. Paul says in Philippians chapter 2, he says, "The name every knee shall bend on earth, in heaven, and even under the earth." And St. John Chrysostom continues on and says that it is the name that cures all ills. And so we see that our Lord has been given this name as a means to help us to be saved. It is something that we must try to recognize, the power that is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. St. Bernard of Clairvaux had said that it is a light, it feeds, and it's also a medicine. In trying to help us to understand and to grasp how important that this name is for us. You know, what does this name mean for us? It is the name that has been given to us for our salvation, to call upon the name. St. Bernard also says that there is nothing like the name of Jesus to calm the storms of anger, nothing like it to repress self-complacency, nothing like it to heal the wounds of the soul, to stem the tide of sensuality, to quench the flames of lust. And so for St. Bernard, he sees very clearly how powerful this name is. That we can call upon it for every need that we have. Even in a sense, material things. But then certainly also in terms of the spiritual life. There is nothing like the name of our Lord. But then the question becomes, if we see such a powerful name, why has it been rejected? That's what we find in the epistle that has been rejected by the builders, but yet has become the cornerstone. Obviously, we know that it is in reference directly to the Jewish people because they rejected our Lord as the true Messiah. But in a way, we also can make the parallel to, obviously, today. So often our Lord's name is taken in vain. Our Lord is mocked. We also saw the blasphemous act of attacking the virginity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which in a sense is also an attack on her son. And so very clearly we see how in today's society, yes, of how much our Lord is attacked. And that becomes then the reference point for what is the purpose of the Holy Name Society. Their purpose is to labor for the glory of God and His name, to help to sanctify Sundays. And I think this is a point that, you know, cannot be looked at as small or insignificant. I mean, yes, we attend Mass, we sanctify our Sunday, but it's not just that. I mean, it's also a means for us to understand of how much we need to give the honor and the glory to God. Of how much more so do we need to try to do Sundays, holy days of obligation? I mean, granted, a lot of times for holy days of obligations, they fall during the week. And so especially for the men supporting their families, they have to work. But there is also the obligation that is not only to attend the Mass, but to sanctify the day too. We sanctify it, yes, by coming to Mass. But we also need to realize and to understand the sanctification of the family too. The education of the family, the instruction of the family. That for the children that they see Sundays, holy days of obligation, they are set apart from every other day. They aren't just like another day of the week. And that is how then they labor and glorify for God. But another means is obviously why they take the name of the Holy Name Society is because of the respect that they have for our Lord's name. For they themselves not to take our Lord's name in vain, certainly, that they strive for that, that they strive to be an example to the people around them, their family, certainly, but then for the people that they work with, you know, your family may be outside of your parish family here, that they do strive for honoring the Lord, our Lord's name. Because as I say, we see how some of the spiritual authors, we see how some of the saints, we see in sacred scripture of how important the name of our Lord Jesus Christ is. It's the name by which we will be saved. So all the more so do we have then men striving to try to keep that name as powerful as it is. But it goes on for the obligations of the Holy Name Society that they also then, they try to avoid all indecent language. Profanity, blasphemy, any of these things that they try to also strive for. Again, being an example to the people around them. And maybe we look at that and say, well, that's very difficult to do in today's society. It is. But how necessary it is, and especially as a Catholic, you have something to uphold, all of you. You have something to uphold in your name itself. Because you are a follower of Christ. That's what the whole meaning of a Christian is. That if you follow Christ, if you follow our Lord, you have responsibility to that. You cannot be just like anybody else out in the world. I mean, one, you set yourself apart by coming to Mass here for the traditional Mass itself. But God willing, by your lifestyle, that you also set yourself apart from the world itself, by your speech, hopefully again you set yourself apart from the world. As I say, that is something that is battled in our world today. I mean, obviously you people will know much more having to work out in the world. But even for me, just traveling or different things, you hear how frequently people take our Lord's name in vain, for stupid things, trivial things. And how sad that is, because yes, it's the name that is given to us to be saved by. And this is how people treat our Lord's name. But that's also the reflection, do we as Catholics, do we also treat our Lord's name that way? Have we become like the rest of the world? Because it's so commonplace for us, do we fall into the same thing? God forbid, hopefully not. And how important it is for us, if that is the case, to work on that. I mean, a way to clean up our mouth. I remember growing up in Catholic school, one girl one time used a word she shouldn't, and one of the sisters took soap and washed her mouth out with the soap. Obviously, we wouldn't do that in today's world. We'd probably be sued or thrown in jail for child abuse or whatever. But I mean, obviously, it stressed the point of you need to clean your mouth. I mean, that's where, I mean, we have to recognize that point. Have we become so much like the world that we use the language of the world? Do we speak just like them? As I said, we're all called to something higher. Obviously, those that have taken the step to join the Holy Name Society, all the more so. But we're all called to something higher. So it's not just the men, but obviously men, they're meant to lead by example. They're meant to lead their families. They're meant to lead the parish. And so, yes, all the more so are they obliged to do so, but all of us are called to something higher. Something that certainly God will hold us accountable for. And that's where we understand the whole idea of building upon the cornerstone itself, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the cornerstone, and therefore we build our spiritual lives based off of that cornerstone. And so that's why then for the men that want to join the Holy Name Society, yes, they understand what their obligations are. They understand what they need to try to do in their lives. Laboring for the glory of God in His name. Sanctifying Sundays. Making sure that those that are under their care also sanctify the Sundays. Again, because they're responsible for that. And that's why then a good father of a family makes sure, ensures that the family does sanctify their day. But they see to it that there's more than just, okay, we spend our hour and a half at Mass and then we're done. There's more to it than just that. And that is why we have a way of life as a Catholic. But yes, but then also avoiding taking our Lord's name in vain, avoiding all indecent speech. You see that with what we pledge when we say the pledge. You see very clearly what they are pledging to, the respect for authority. How hard it is sometimes when maybe the authority is misusing their ability. There still needs to be the respect for the authority itself. I mean, these are the things that they oblige themselves to. Obviously, it doesn't mean that we follow authority when they try to cause us to sin. Certainly not. But there is that understanding of what this means to be a Holy Name member. And that's why it's so fitting that we have the enrollments and even in a sense the dinner to celebrate that fact. All on the feast of the Holy Name itself. But this feast was established for us to understand very clearly that we have a name by which we will be saved. We need to call upon it. We need to give it the proper honor that it deserves. And so that should be then the reflection for, obviously, the Holy Name members, those that are joining today. Congratulations for that step that you're taking. But the reflection for us all of what we're called to. We're called to a higher life. And that is what we will be held accountable for on Judgment Day. Did we live up to that calling or not? And yes, it is a high calling, but God gives us the graces that we need for that. The famous hymn, Jesu Dulcis Memoria, mentions Jesus and how sweet the remembrance of thy holy name. I mean, think about that when you hear that hymn. Thinking about how sweet is our Lord's name because it is the means for our salvation. And so, yes, we look at why was our Lord rejected. And I think that's something that we also have to meditate upon. Certainly, the glory of the world is not what our Lord came into this world for. We see that very clearly on Christmas. And so, for the world to reject our Lord, it is because that is not what they were looking for. Very clearly, we see that with the Jews. They were looking for an earthly king, certainly not our Lord. And so they quickly rejected him. And so the same idea and the same understanding of today's world, they look for just the glory of the world itself. Putting themselves above all others. Doing whatever it takes to do so. And obviously we know that the origin of that is pride. And for them, what do they gain from that? Whether it's money, whether it's power, whether it's honor, an honor of the world. It's all fleeting, though. It's all things that are fleeting to them. And so that's why they would reject our Lord coming into this world, because our Lord was all about humility. To serve. And so it's interesting to see how the people, when they strive after these things of like money, power, honor, they're never satisfied with anything because they can't be. And so even in some ways, they have this bitterness. A lot of times you see that with people that they gain a lot of money, they want more. They have a lot of power, but then again, they want more. And so for them, they're never satisfied and they become bitter because of that. But then if you look at the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, obviously we know that the origin is the love of God. And the means that he took was through humility. I mean, one, we see that when our Lord came into this world, but then also his death on the cross, the ignominious death of the cross. He took the most abject means to save our soul. And so clearly our Lord shows to us the means, the road to take is the road of the cross, the road of humility. But then for the glory of our Lord, at the very end of that will be every knee will bend to him. And I think that's also something to understand for us. Again, we see that in sacred scripture, that every knee on earth shall bend, obviously every knee in heaven, but then every knee under the earth will bend to our Lord. They will have to, because he is the true King. And so that's for us, again, an understanding that we must try to take, to work for the glory of God, striving for that through humility, and for us to reach eternal life, the whole purpose of our creation. So as I say, I mean, very clearly, we see throughout these feasts, you know, whether it's Christmas, or then we look at the circumcision, now we have the Holy Name, we have the Epiphany coming up, the manifestation of the power of our Lord. All of these things come back to the fact of all power has been given to our Lord. All power that is given to him, but yet rejected by the world. So let us work and strive for the glory of God. Let us work and strive for what is owed to him. This honor that is should be given to our Lord by every single one of us, obviously. But something that we have to continue to try to work on, of giving that proper honor to God, whether it's through our language, whether it's through sanctifying our Sundays, our daily lives. That is a necessity for us because we are called to something higher. So pray for the graces. Ask our Lord for that and for you, Holy Name, men. You know, do truly turn to our Lord Jesus Christ and ask for that help to strengthen you to live the obligations that you have every day of your life, having to work out in the world, which is very difficult, I understand. But God will give you the graces for that. Because you have placed yourself under this society with all its graces, with all its blessings. And so therefore, God will give you the graces that you need for every day of your life. I will leave you with words of sacred scripture that our Lord said, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.